Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Darby and Dan Schreiber.
Okay, guys, so we're going to say, and we're back, but we'll do it individually, okay? So, Buttons, you get to say, and. Dan, you're where, and I'll do the back, okay?
Hey.
Okay.
Well, hang on. Come on, I'm just the and guy.
Yep, that's you. Well, you got to start it. You're the starter. That's exciting.
But I just get and.
Yep.
And.
Yep, that's you.
To be honest, I'd quite like the and. It's an anagram of Dan. So I feel quite a lot of affinity to it.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I feel like I'm good at opening stuff as well. I feel like, Buttons, you're okay. More the middle guy who can bridge us to Reese.
Yeah. I'm not even in the credits. Well, I shouldn't even be saying anything. Yeah. I should be here just sitting quietly, minding
my
own business.
Well, you've lost the and now. You were the and guy. Now you've lost it.
I want to be and guy
and
again now.
I think
now.
Dan's right. You're middle management, really, aren't you? So I think we'll put you in the middle there with where. Now let's hear your where.
Where?
Yeah, it sounds like W-H-E-R-E. So it's going to have to be, it's we are. So
no, I was asking where. Where did you want me to do the where?
Oh, in the middle.
Oh, right. Where?
Where. Oh, I'm really the best one for that with the R's.
Yeah, true.
I'll tell you what, I'll do and where.
Oh, yeah.
You do back race.
Hang on.
Buttons, you just, you watch, mate, from the sides.
Yeah. Watch how it's done. Okay.
Hang on.
Okay. Here's a thing you can do. At the end of after back, you can do whatever you like there, but it can't be a word. It's got to be a sound. But you get the final thing.
I get the final thing.
Headline slot. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm like the exclamation point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Oh,
all right. You ready? Okay. Here we go. Yep. When you're ready, Dan.
And we're
back.
Yay.
No, that was a word. That was, unfortunately, that was a word.
I was just, but it's an excitement word.
You're back
it's
to middle management.
Exclamation point. Oh. Okay, well, what other noise could I make?
It's true. Now, we're moving on. We've done half an hour on this, but we are back, guys. Welcome back. I know you're in a state of shock that we are back so quickly. We are in a state of shock about what's just happened. Of course, this episode is post massive world exclusive episode, which saw us hitting the papers.
Hey!
We were global news. It's everywhere.
The Cryptid Factor actually became weekly world weird news.
Hey, we did! Oh my god, we did! It's a show within an episode.
Yeah,
it's mad.
So our weekly world weird news this week should be that.
Yes.
It's us.
Ah, that's so true.
I have to say one thing I'm so excited by is the fact that, you know how I often go onto a website called Mysterious Universe and I absolutely rinse all of Paul Seaburn's work for this show. I just take what he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot tell you how proud it was to open up his website today and see that the cryptid factor is in his news roundup. And I am now going to rip it again.
And you'll be like, I'll be taking that. Thank you. It's mine anyway.
Well, no, he's clearly gone, right, it's my turn. I get to rip up the cryptid factor after decades of them ripping me off. So we finally give him something to write about.
We rip ourselves off.
But also, you know, I think one thing that's really exciting is the fact that it was through a conversation that I had with Steve Feltham that led to us being introduced to Chi and having the photos given to us to do this. How many hours, Buttons, of painstaking sitting down, analyzing, editing, finding the metadata? You know, we do all of this amazing stuff only to be receiving the brilliant headline, Rhys Darby discovers Loch Ness Monster.
Well done, Rhys Darby. Well done, you.
You know what? I was not shocked at all. And I was absolutely delighted, especially with the New Zealand Herald and various other publications that came through and said, Hollywood funny man finally discovers long-lost monster in the loch. I mean,
it was everywhere. Scottish Sun, Loch Ness Monster spotted in footage found by Hollywood star.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks, everyone.
It was exhausting. But the interesting thing would be is that you've been out on the loch a couple of times.
Three times, at least.
Three times.
So if anyone deserves a little bit of credit.
I know. You've done three expeditions. But imagine if somebody, before you went on any of those expeditions, showed you a quick flash of newspaper headlines and said, look, Rhys Darby discovers Loch Ness Monster, and then sent you out on the expedition.
Yeah.
You'd be like, today's the day. I'm going to discover Nessie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd come back disappointed three times going, what?
No. I think the universe made it happen. They could see, when I call the universe they, because let's be honest, it's got to be more than one person controlling this shit house. they saw me and they thought, all right, listen, we know you're busy. You've had your three times on the lock. We forgot to bring old mate up to the surface. So you go about your career and we'll come back. It'll come back round. In fact, you know what? You won't have to do anything, mate. We'll get your mates to sort this out. Someone else will take the photos. The guy that's been on the lock for 30 years, he'll be on board and Dan will link it through and old Dopes will put the photos together and don't worry, mate, you'll get the glory.
You jammy bastard. Your whole life.
I think it's pretty cool, though, that you've just had a big birthday as of a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And that you closed out your first half century with a headline saying, Darby finds Loch Ness Monster.
I know. Literally on my birthday.
Yeah.
I
mean,
literally on your birthday.
Wow.
That was actually Dan and I. That was our birthday present to you. We've been working on this for months.
We've been working on this for years.
Exactly.
We had to go out in 2018 and Buttons was dressed as a weird Nessie in the ocean. I pointed to Chi.
What
do you reckon that is?
Yeah.
Why don't you take photos of that?
Take some photos of that. So you were the guy that was doing the scuba diving with the Loch Ness Monster outfit on.
Yeah.
No wonder the bubbles were so giant. You've got big breaths. I've always said that.
Oh, anything for you, Mr. Darby.
I tell you what, seeing Chi Kelly's name in the newspapers, it looks like a name that's meant to be associated with the best footage of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, it's so iconically, you know, like it's always been there. Chi Kelly, that's been part of the legend for years.
Yeah, credit where credit is due. It all comes down to Chi. And, you know, I obviously did the least. So whether it's pretty funny at the end of the day. But the reality is, congrats, Buttons. Congrats, Dan, you know, to getting this to where it is and for our involvement. Yeah. And I hope she's riding some sort of cool wave too. After all, she took all the pictures. So, yeah. And Steve. I hope Steve by the lock is getting some good positive heat.
Yeah. He certainly is getting good positive heat as he deserves it. It's still a real shame to see the odd, not too much, but the odd comment coming in that is, you know, people just bagging for bagging's sake, just haters gonna hate type thing. And there is a little bit of that. And, you know, that's always disappointing. It's fine to not believe the photos, but there's the odd little comment in there that I've seen that you're just like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah, but listen, mate, haters are gonna hate. readers are going to read. Why are you reading the comments? Don't.
That's a good point.
Yeah, for a guy that can barely read, I don't know why you're looking at the comments.
I'm practicing. Aren't I? I'm just giving it a wee hoon. See if I can figure this thing out once and for all.
Also, I was drunk when I wrote them, so it doesn't really matter.
No, it's been a real blast, and already TV shows are hitting up some of us to be involved and to go and talk about it.
Which one of us?
Yeah.
Which one of us?
Buttered.
Well, actually, I'll just check. It wasn't me. Was it you, Dan?
I don't think it was me. You were invited to be a part of an expedition
to find Loch Ness.
Well, to be honest, it's the guy who discovered it, you know. So, yes, I have been asked to fly to Scotland first class and be involved in an expedition that's happening for a big US episode coming up. But, you know, that's what happens when you're the Hollywood funny man, guys.
Yeah.
Put a bit more groundwork into your life. And
the gravy will drip later. Oh man, it's hard just being the and guy. Not even the weird guy.
No, you got kicked out of that.
We're trying to work our way to the back, but we can't.
You're the exclamation mark, mate.
God damn it!
If anyone should be the exclamation mark, it's you. And I think that was the right move in the end. I mean, yes, you did fuck it up, but it's still there. You'll always be the loud apostrophe.
The fuck up of the exclamation mark. That's my t-shirt for this year. Such a fuck up of an exclamation mark. There you go. Okay.
Guys, I don't want to... we've had a lot of excitement as a result of last week's episode, so I hate to do this, but I am coming to the table today with another exclusive.
What?
Yeah.
Already?
I know.
Spread these exclusives out. It took us 15 years to get the first one. Dan, you can't just go the straight
next
one.
They're like buses. They don't come, and when they do, there's bloody three or four of them. And you don't know which one's the right one to catch.
People are going to get sick and tired of listening to this show. They're going, oh, man, it's exclusive again. I just want them to get back to the good old days of an hour and a half of nothing.
Well, this is a personal investigation. As you guys know, I have been leading an investigation in my local area about the size of ships outside of my house.
Awesome.
There was one thing I was listening back to the episode, just marveling at how funny I was. And I did actually suddenly realize when listening back to that story about you having the ships looking like they were closer at one spot and then you walk 4 minutes to the beach and they're further away.
Yeah.
I did wonder whether or not in that 4 minutes the boat had just traveled further away.
Driven away. It's a very good point. Like,
maybe they are all traveling in one direction, all away from you.
It is a solid thought. No, the boats are all traveling from right to left or left to right. Right. So they are definitely going in a straight.
Yeah.
They're going across. You couldn't drift. Exactly. They're going across.
Okay.
It's a shipping lane, isn't it?
Yes. Exactly. It's a shipping lane.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I thought long and hard because we talked about how I can't capture it on video. I thought, how am I going to be able to show this to you guys? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this to you now. So here we go, guys. I have got a recording of someone standing outside my house as a ship is in the distance. So here's audio one.
Okay, so can you note how big that thing is that we're seeing in the ocean there?
Okay, it's not that big. It's
not that big, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just picture, keep the size in your mind. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so there we go. That's the first audio.
Okay. Right, that's proof. Not very big.
So not very big. Okay. There was no influence on my side, as you heard. Yep. I was just asking him to log it. We walked the 3 or 4 minutes to the beachfront. So here we go.
Yeah.
Audio part two. Nothing tampered with here, I promise.
Okay.
So now we're at the shorefront.
Yeah.
You can see the same ship, right?
Yeah.
Is it closer or further away?
It seems way further away.
Like how much further away?
Quite a lot. Like I would have assumed it would be much, much closer.
Yeah. It's almost like twice as far. In fact,
we can barely
make it out, right?
Is it because we're standing higher? We're not, or anything? That's so
weird.
Wow. Did this on a windy day too. I got that from it.
No, that felt genuine.
Felt very genuine.
Who was that guy?
That was my friend Alex Bell. We can get him onto the show to verify his account if we need.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah, so...
We may well need to do that because, I mean...
I know you're thinking, Buttons. You're thinking the wind blew the ship further away, aren't you?
Yeah! It was a windy day. I'm just saying, there's evidence there. Was it a yacht that you were... I'm just wondering, was it a yacht? Did it have a sail?
To be fair, this one was closer to a yacht than
right.
No, but there it was... Oh, my God, it was so far away. Honestly, something weird's going on with the optics.
You've got yourself a phenomenon there, for sure, yeah.
An actual phenomenon.
Yeah, so there you go.
You know, you've got to do a video one of this so we can put it up on our new YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. World Exclusives channel.
I just don't know if it can capture it. That's the only issue. That's my issue.
What, you mean a video camera couldn't capture
it? Yeah, because when you film, it's just naturally of a weird distance anyway on your camera. It just captures a very different size. So,
well, here's what you need is a Samsung S23 or S24, I think they're up to now. They've got a good zoom on them.
We have moved to putting ads on the Cryptid Factor for those long-time listeners that heard us without ads.
That was a very subtle one just there.
That was a re-
We've got a deal where our ads can be within a sentence. You only need to mention them briefly, Honda. So the thing is that with...
Well, the interesting thing is I'm monitoring the ads that are coming in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen Honda or Samsung. I'm just wondering whether or not you've got some sort of side deal going on.
Yeah, I told you I had the subliminal.
Subliminal
deal. The subliminal deal. Coca-Cola. So for me, I think it's just I can slit things in and slot them in.
Wow, slit and slot.
Slit is the tighter version of slot.
Right, slit and slot.
Yeah. So we're, in the subliminal world, we say slits. You could imagine a slit being tighter than a slot.
They're like flash ads. Right,
gotcha. It's all part of the subliminal advertising word world.
That's true. It's a whole new world.
To Mitsubishi. Oh, excuse me. I've got a bit of a chest thing there. But yeah.
You've now got a new Mitsubishi car as well. So that's good.
Oh, hang on. They're pulling it up with it now. They're pulling up. There's a beep, beep. That's a Honda. I don't want that one.
Well, you said Honda.
You said Honda.
Oh, no. Yeah. So now go back. Porsche.
Yeah, I was going to say, upgrade your slits, mate. You need better slits.
Porsche 911. No. Hey.
Now,
it was not subliminal enough. Yeah, he's yelling these ones. You're going to have to wait 2 years for that delivery, mate. That was a full yell.
I just can't wait to become a bat guy because all the ones that I've got is Graham Crackers. Today is looking to be a wonderful little 2-minute noodle.
Buttons will often do that. He'll just basically, whatever my comedy piece I've just done, he'll just redo it himself. I've noticed that over the years.
But yeah, it's totally slightly...
He used to do it like the following episode or whatever. Now he just does it straight after I do it.
It's straight after.
Right, I'll be doing that.
Well, this is the other thing that I've done straight after you, which is my big announcement this episode.
Oh, yeah.
You got an exclusive.
I've got an exclusive.
That's Dan's thing.
That's mine.
Should I keep this exclusive till next episode? No, I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Well, I was really keen. The Sparamanza story from last episode about her saying that influencers are on the fall and, you know, and that my influencer career was very short, if you remember.
Yeah, I barely remember it.
I just wanted to put it to the test and I thought, what a better way to put it to the test. I was inspired by this bat guy to join this website called Cameo to test influencer status.
Wait a minute. What's a back guy? Is that what you're saying?
That's you. Yeah. That's your, and we're back.
Oh, I get it now. Okay. Yep. Carry on. I thought it was some sort of terminology I was not getting. So I was like, hang on, I'm hipper than he is.
So give us an example, Buttons, of one of your Cameo messages.
Well, like, this is the thing. I hate to say it.
You haven't had a request yet.
But my little experiment so far has totally proved the experiments are 100% correct.
Right.
Oh, really?
Influences.
So you jumped on Cameo.
Yeah, I started an account and everything.
And you've had received nothing?
Nothing.
Well, if I looked you up right now, you'd be on there. No, you wouldn't. You're kidding?
I'm telling you, right? You know what he's doing here? He's doing an advertisement for his own personal cameo funding.
No, no, I'm not.
Well, you've done it. It's too late now. You've brought it up. You've talked about it.
But if you search it up, Dan, oh my God, he's on it.
Look, what does it say? Read it out.
I'm Buttons. I co-host the Cryptid Factor podcast alongside my best buddies, podcasting hero Dan Schreiber and comedian legend Rhys Darby, where we yarn about all wonderful things weird and unknown.
Yeah.
£39 for a video.
£39, yeah.
For a Buttons video.
Isn't that a bargain?
That's pretty good. $40. I'd spend 40. You'll get some coming through now, I think. But you're going to be, what? I think you're going to end up with a lot. So you're already far too busy.
I did. The one problem that I had is that one of the bigger reasons that I did it, I was thinking that maybe because you just had a big birthday recently, Reese, that people would get me to do you birthday messages, and nobody requested. I thought they were going to come flooding in and say, can you please, it's my friend Reese's birthday. Can you please make him a birthday?
Well, look, I think you will get some now that we've advertised it on here. And knowing you, because you're so busy, you'll probably end up just doing these on your way to work in the car on the freeway. So for those audiences out there that are going to spend that 40 quid, you will receive, there'll be a lot of background noise. You'll probably get his wife or his kids yelling in the background.
Well, you'll get the traffic report, though. I can definitely do a traffic report.
He might even be on the roof building something. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, no, look after yourself, you guys. Tomorrow's always another day.
I don't. The truth is, I don't even know what Cameo is. I have no idea what. I'm just signed up, bro.
Good luck is all I can say. It's a lot of fun. But I find myself sometimes too busy for the tidal wave of requests. But right. I do try to do them as often as I can.
Look at that. You're charging the same amount as Dr. Carl from Neighbours is.
That's what you valued yourself as.
I mean, it's a bit on the nose.
Of who, me or Dr. Carl?
For him to think he can charge as much as Buttons. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You're almost twice as much as Darth Vader. That's what you're charging. Is that outrageous?
Yeah, well, I'm on the good side, aren't I? I'm part of the Rebel Alliance, so.
Well, you need the funds to build the spaceships to attack the Empire, don't you?
Exactly. Anyway, I just thought that I should announce that all the Esperimenta predictions are coming correct. So all of those other ones, I mean, we should now expect the female president.
Mm. Well, it's funny, because we did that in January, and that was way before the Kate Middleton saga.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There was a Esperimenta, what do you call them?
Prediction,
thank you. That there was basically going to be something in the royal family, like trouble or a possible marriage thing. But, and I did think, oh, heck, here we go.
Yeah.
But it has simply come out today that she has a cancer diagnosis, and that's why she's been unwell and not in the public eye. God, people went crazy over that.
I know.
The fact that they couldn't see her. I've never seen anything like it online.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
The news in general, all the major TV
it was weird,
station news type things were picking it up as well. And it just goes to show that, I guess one of the most famous people in the world, when they come out of the public eye for a little bit of time, people are like, no, I'm not happy with that. Something's gone wrong. And when you think about it, that's how connected we are in today's world. No matter who you are, if you're on social media, if you've got a presence and that's connected to a device of some sort and you're out there and people know who you are, you can't go into hiding. You can't stop emitting your energy through electric means to everyone.
Yeah.
Without... No, I did peter out, so sorry, I should have not dropped it there. Dude. Hang on, they're taking my Honda away. Oh, God.
This is what happened. The slit. You missed the slit, mate.
Leave it!
No.
Yeah, your slot was too big, mate. There was too much air there. You could drive a bloody truck through there.
We hear that you lost your back status. You're now just the wear guy. We're taking it all back.
Your back status.
Back man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, so hey, how's this? I'm reading a book by Margaret Atwood at the moment, and this is a weird story. It's not topical, obviously, but fits into weirdness. Canadian nature writer Ernest Thompson Seton had an odd bill presented to him on his 21st birthday. It was a record kept by his father of all the expenses connected with young Ernest's childhood and youth, including the fee charged by the doctor for delivering him.
What he was worth!
So he handed that to him. Yeah, he gave him the full bill. He said, this is what you owe me for raising you, including the doctor who delivered you, the bill for that. And he paid it.
Out of duress? Like, was it that their relationship bust up, or was it a joke?
Sounds like it was pretty busted prior to that. Yeah. If your dad's coming
with you. With a voice.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? That's amazing. What was the title?
Well, I don't know. That's all that Margaret gives us in that book.
Sounds like a good book.
I was lucky enough, I was on the way back from Adelaide in the aeroplane the other day, got to sit next to an author. I should run up and actually get the book so I can call her out. Anyway, this probably won't make the episode.
Well, it better not now, otherwise you're wasting my time. No. Not to mention Dan's.
If this makes the episode,
I'll be really pissed off. Come on, quickly.
I can't be bothered now.
It's coming back. What's this one? Oh, the Mitsubishi's coming in. I've got the Mitsubishi guy. Oh. I've done a good bit there. Thank you.
And somebody's just taken my graham crackers away. God damn it.
These are Graham's. Having these? What are you doing with Graham's crackers?
Oh, I was going to talk about them.
Well, talk about how you've stolen them.
Well, I was going to say that I've sat next to a woman who's just written a book, an author. She was flying over to LA to do a book tour, and she's written a book about the healing power of humor and laughter.
Oh.
And she's spent 2 decades researching and figuring out the positive benefits of laughter. And her name is Roz Ben Moshi. The book's only just come out, but she's a researcher at La Trobe University in Melbourne.
Oh.
And she's a leading positivity and laughter for well-being therapy academic. And I was talking to her about the amount of people that write to us and say to us that they, you know, were going through a hard time or were sick or unwell, and that our ridiculousness really helped them. And she confirmed it and said that the benefits of laughter, it's untapped, and researchers are only now figuring out exactly how great it is. Outside of obviously just making you feel better, it's actually also a weight loss regime that I'm starting called Laugh It Off. And apparently... you can lose a little bit of weight when you laugh. And so I'm thinking of starting a weight loss club, which is called Laugh It Off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why don't everyone just turn up in their kind of physical attire and you be in the front, and it's a bit like jazzercise.
Yes.
And you're up the front there and you're kind of, okay, guys. And then they're basically standing there making everyone laugh. And everyone's
working out.
You know, you start like everyone's jogging on the spot and laughing at the same time at what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're like the laugh leader.
The laugh leader. Well, no, but interestingly, exactly that. There is a thing called laugh yoga.
There's a couple of guys at the back that aren't finding you funny, and they're like really annoyed, and everyone's kind of laughing and stuff like that. But there's just 2 guys at the back, don't get your humor. They're sort of moving on the spot and like looking around, going, oh, I don't find this funny. And then they look down and they're starting to put on weight. They're starting to go, oh, no. Oh, no. And you, oh, you better find this funny.
Start laughing, mate. Start laughing. Hurry up.
Well, there's those groups that do forced laughter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's you laugh yoga.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was just Americans.
I met a woman called Carmel Greenwood. She's like a psychic and she used to work for Princess Diana back in the day. And she does laugh therapy, and she came to our house when I was 12, and she showed us, and she just wouldn't stop laughing, and it went for like 30 minutes, and it was really intense. And then before she left, she gave me a cassette, which was two sides of her just laughing, just both sides.
Oh, yeah. No way.
There's nothing else to it.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I think join in.
Just listen to
it. I think the idea is it's meant to be infectious.
Right.
And then you start laughing, and then you keep laughing.
Well, look, I think she's thinking of hiccups. So I've put out a new CD range called Hiccupping, and there's two different speeds. There's me hiccupping with food and me hiccupping without and me hiccupping as I'm walking.
The latest album from Backman. Listen to Yawning, his third and greatest album, Yawn Along with Backman.
That's what it is, yawning, not hiccuping.
It's yawning, yeah.
Not hiccuping. Hiccuping probably is.
Hiccuping is a hard thing to say. Hippicking.
Hippicking.
Hiccuping is not contagious, is it?
No.
But yawning is.
Yawning is.
Why wasn't there a big pandemic for yawning? When that started getting real contagious.
I don't think it kills you.
Oh, that's that one.
I think it just puts you to sleep.
Yeah. We've got a lot of guys yawning in this section. We've had to fence it off, okay? Don't come near these guys. You've got to start yawning. I need to go. All right, through you go. You're in there now.
Oh, no. Why, he's asleep. No, he's on the ground. He's on the ground. He's down.
Oh, we're going to hiccup here. No, I'm just recording an album, actually. That's not going to sell, mate.
It worked with laughter, mate. It sold out. My one double-sided cassette sold straight away.
Hey, let's do a bit where we all laugh and see if the listeners will get into it as well. So, Buttons, you start off. You can be the first laugher. And then, Dan, you come in a little bit later after that. And then I'll come in. And we'll go for a little bit and we'll just see if that's a real benefit for the and if you're listening to this, guys, listening to the podcast, no matter where you are, you join in as well, especially when I get in there with the main laugher at the end.
When the back guy comes in.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. You put yourself at the back again, Mr. Backman. Jeepers, creepers. Okay.
Here we go. You kick it off. This will be good for people's health. Go.
Yeah, exactly. Weight loss. Get ready. Here we go. It's really hard to start laughing from nothing. Here we go.
Don't screw this up.
What? What?
Wait, what?
This is me laughing.
You look like you're in pain.
Oh, my God. He was a bad starter, I think. Yeah.
You honestly look like you've stubbed your toe.
This is why I wasn't a good and guy.
You sound like Santa slipping off someone's roof.
That's my laugh.
I'll start the laughing then.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Join in, guys. Here we go. This is for everyone.
Okay. Go.
Buttons, you still can't do it. What's going on?
This is my laughter. I'm angry, properly laughing. This is so ridiculous.
You know what we've discovered?
What have we discovered?
That Buttons does not have a vocal laugh.
Yeah, you went silent.
It's more of a face.
I'm gonna face laugh.
You were facing and rocking, but there was nothing. There was no sound.
Yeah. There's a bit of movement. So, oh, I must laugh now. I think you go back and forth with that, do you?
No, there was a laugh. There was a sound.
Okay. Right.
I'm making lots of really funny sounds.
But now I think about it, I think you're a one note laugher from my memory. You're sort of like a, and that's it. That's all we get.
Yeah, that's all you get. Yeah,
one note face laughter.
You do get a big face of joy. There's definitely some enjoyment there. You can see it, you know, that's infectious.
That's good.
But not so good for the podcast.
Do you know why I can tell that I was actually laughing?
How?
Because I'm actually standing on a set of scales and I'm now actually 2 pounds lighter.
Oh, wow. You're oh, my God. Same.
So I'm laughing. I can tell you.
Laugh
you
it off, folks.
My amount of laugh.
Once you make your way through the yawn quarantine, line up and sign up for Laugh It Off. He's over there. You won't be able to hear the guy, but trust me, he's laughing.
Imagine people come along to my laugh yoga class and they're all standing there 20 minutes in going,
is he going to actually laugh?
When's class begin? Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm putting on weight waiting for this. That's why they call it weight.
Especially because they give out free donuts at the reception desk. I mean, jeepers.
Oh, I just got a Porsche, guys, for my weight joke. Yeah, Porsche has been delivered. Thank you.
Jeepers.
I think you missed that joke, Leon, but it was very good.
No, I didn't get it. Clearly, I'm not getting my grand crackers back anytime soon.
Get the Mitsubishi out of here. Get that, yep. Just leave the Porsche. Thank you.
You're going to have to slit in jet boat somewhere in this because you've now got your Porsche. What else are you going to get?
Yeah.
We've only gotten into this part of the show and haven't yet, apart from the Loch Ness Monster, talked about any other cryptids. Are we, like, for a cryptid podcast, have we got any cryptid news to actually impart?
Well, it does feel weird that we haven't officially done weekly World Weird News, and I think we are going to get some complaints there, but basically we forgot to say at the start of this show that this more of a, what did you call it, Dan?
It's like a debrief off the back of
events. Yeah,
that's right. We're basically spending this episode to freak the hell out about what happened in the last episode and chat about it. It's kind of like a calm down period for us. Obviously, a lot of laughter involved and a bit of weight loss, but I think mainly it's chatting about a phenomenon. Like once in 15 years, this kind of thing rolls around. Of course, we've had another world exclusive straight away, but I think, we just wanted to kind of go, thank you, fans, for listening. Thanks for supporting us over the years. And we really feel like we've given you guys something this time, or at least last week, more than just your usual hilarity antics and weirdness. We gave a bit of verified cryptozoological analysis that stamps us into the world. If we weren't already in that world, which of course we believe we are, but we've had some official kind of non-humorous green light go ahead to prove that we have a worthy place in the cryptozoological world.
One thing I'm really interested about is watching how it plays out now, because the video's there, the news has been reported in multiple newspapers and websites, but what we're about to see, I guess, is proper analysis of the video and whether or not it's taken seriously, what it's going to do to Cheese Life. Is she going to be doing sort of like the conference circuits? That's certainly not what she's looking for, but you know, if someone says we'll fly you over to America to do this thing, who knows, she might think it's a fun trip to do.
Heck yeah.
We certainly know that there are interested parties who want to get in touch to get licensing of that video to now put it onto TV shows and so on. And for me, what I'm most curious about is to see where, as we were saying at the top of the show, people who come in with negative comments, I want to see them start, or I want to see what it's like on the inside to watch people claiming that the footage is faked and that it's been tampered with, because we know it hasn't.
And that we know it's not.
Yeah.
So we can see from the inside.
Yeah, that's true.
What maybe sometimes when we're watching other people's footage on this show and we're going, I don't know, it looks like, you know, we're suddenly on the inside now. And so that's, for me, it's going to be a very fascinating next few months.
Well, and for me, I'm just really excited about the next exclusive, where people suddenly realize that we are a fantastic vehicle for getting cryptid sighting footage released. And then, you know, Chi and Steve obviously came to us, and so now expecting a flood of anybody gets anything weird on there. I mean, who better to come to? I mean, what I'm hopeful for is that in the next 50 years, by the time Reese turns 100, he can also tick off Bigfoot, Yeti,
we'll get them
maybe
all.
Chupacabra.
We'll get them all for sure. Well, that's
we'll
a
just
good
them
point.
All. By the time you pass away at the ripe old age of 100, Reese Darby is going to have discovered every single cryptid by the time he moves on.
Yeah.
And, you know, that does bring me to this video I did make recently, which I'll play for you. Here we go. Hang on a second. No, don't take it away. Just wait. Just one second. 1 second, dude. 1 second, okay? Okay, here we go.
Big day for the Cryptid Factor. We have now successfully helped to prove the existence of three cryptids for those that follow. So, the Chupacabra, the Thunderbird, and now Nessie. This is a big one. So, if you haven't seen our latest podcast, check it out. There is a video as well, which Buttons rendered using 70 photographs to turn into a video of a creature that is undeniably in the lock. So, yeah, you'll hear about it. The press are going crazy. And we're already crazy, so it's a good fit.
Sorry, I didn't find that funny. I was just trying to shed a couple of kgs there.
Actually, that was the first time I've heard you laugh normally. But my point really there was I can make a good video, but also, yeah, we've done the Thunderbird, we did Chupacabra with one of our failed pilots, proved the existence of that. Thunderbird, you proved once again, Buttons, there with your scientific experiment, that really was a bird out of the ordinary with its wingspan.
I forgot about that, yeah.
You know, after meeting Chief Huffer and
R.I.P.
whatnot. Mm. So I think that's another tick on our list.
Yep.
So this is our third cryptid proven. Mm. And I think, you know, there's not too many to go. I think it's an achievable list by the time I'm 100 that we knock them all off.
Yeah.
Not, don't kill them. No, I think we prove them.
No,
I said prove them. He must be listening like live.
You know what? The whole thing was really exciting, but I'll tell you one thing that wasn't exciting, which was releasing a world exclusive press release as all you guys go to sleep and leave me to deal with all of our cock-ups. I had the most stressful day of my life when that went out. I didn't have the logins to the Facebook, to the YouTube, to the anything that people needed. I'm messaging Helena and Buttons at like 3 a.m. New Zealand time going, guys, get up.
Guys!
What's worse is that whilst I was helping upload the press release and the videos that I edited and what have you, I was actually on a completely different film shoot over in Adelaide in the Barossa Valley with terrible internet.
Oh,
and
wow.
My friend, the chef, hassling me all the time to come in and eat the meal because it's going cold and messing around with me, trying to close my laptop, you know, as jokey jokes. And I'm there doing this most important thing of my entire life. When I go to bed and leave you with all of that mess as well.
Yeah.
It was chaos, but it was fun.
Next world exclusive, I'm flying over to New Zealand and we do it in the same time zone.
Together, yeah.
Let's plan it so that we don't have anything else on and that we're in the same time zone and that we can concentrate on it. But, you know, it wouldn't be a Cryptid Factor world exclusive if there wasn't complete chaos.
That's so true.
I was thinking when I was sort of watching it unfold just before I went to bed.
Yeah. That was your message. Your last message was basically, this is the most Cryptid Factor thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
The mess of watching me in Buttons trying to...
And then I woke up in the morning to news headlines. Hollywood superstar discovers Loch Ness. It wasn't superstar, by the way. I might have added that.
Corrections letter sent in by an R. Darby. I believe he's a superstar. I want to amend that headline.
Yeah. Hollywood bit time actor. Excuse me.
New Zealand influencer.
New Zealand influencer. There was one article which said Hollywood superstar Rhys Darby, New Zealand director Leon Kirkbeck, and Dan. There's nothing. No qualification.
Well, Dan.
There was another one. But our local paper here said Hollywood superstar megalomaniac Rhys Darby. And Kirkbeck.
Yeah.
Not even Leon, no Buttons, just my last Kirkbeck. Name, just Kirkbeck. And no Dan Schreiber, just like Rhys Darby and co-host Kirkbeck.
Wasn't it his assistant? And his assistant.
Oh, his assistant.
Cameo newbie, Kirk Beck.
No, cameo.
Leon, you've put 24 hours as your delivery time for anyone who asks for a cameo from you. That's not going to happen.
That is not going to happen. What a fool.
Yes.
That's why you haven't got anyone contacting you, because they know that's impossible. They're like, no way. There's no way that... It should be 3 months.
I thought that was 24 years. Is that hours? Oh, shit. Oh, no. No, I definitely can't. I definitely can't. Well, but I thought I could read them an excerpt from one of my cryptid books from the cryptid library here, you know, because therefore I get to read the books that I am not reading and get paid to do it.
forced yourself into it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you pay me $40, I will read my books.
I thought that's what it was. I thought I was actually signing up to something to be able to get cameo spots in movies. And,
have you just been uploading audition videos for yourself?
Yes. So I thought that's what it was.
Bond. James Bond.
I just walked past laughing. My famous laugh. Ha!
My one note face laugh. Hey, guys, I had one story that I just wanted to quickly share, just to be able to get some kind of animal-y weekly world weird.
Well, let's do a sting. Let's do the cryptid sting.
Okay.
Attention, all personnel. It's time for this week's cryptid. Help me!
This one is not so much a cryptid, but I think it's probably an example of how cryptids can be created. The headline is simply, Scientists create hybrid fish by accidentally combining two different species.
Right.
And the thing there is the accidental part. What kind of scientists are they when they accidentally create, they weren't even intending to create a new species, and they've gone ahead and done it, which is great, which then leads you to kind of go, well, are there creatures out there in the world that are hybrids that we have accidentally been created with?
Well, we know there are.
Or not.
Yeah, we know there are.
Yeah, but do they account for some of the strange sightings of animals that people go, what was that? Was that like an elephant man, like a small elephant man? It may well just be that an elephant and a man accidentally created a elephant man. Anyway, moving along from that.
that very poor example.
I was just thinking about Dan's cryptid from from where he grew up.
Oh, Nari, yeah.
Anyway, this new hybridized fish has been unveiled in Hungary after researchers unintentionally blended eggs and sperm from two different species. Clumsy, the blending of eggs from the Russian sturgeon and the American paddlefish sperm.
What was clumsy?
They put the wrong egg with the wrong sperm.
Was that your own comment, or was that in the article?
Oh no, that was my own comment.
That was your Yeah. Sorry, you said it like Reese dropping in like a 1 minute ad.
God, they're delivering me a clumsy person. Oh, damn it! My slips. I've got to get better at my slips. Bottle of whiskey. The blending of eggs from the Russian sturgeon and American paddlefish sperm led to the accidental discovery of the hybridized fish, nicknamed now the sturdlefish. Mm-hmm. Believing that what they had accomplished was impossible due to the two species not having the same physical features, they redid the experiment and had the same outcome. So the researcher says, I did a double take when I saw it. I thought hybridization between sturgeon and paddlefish, no way is that possible, they said. So anyway, they think, though, like most hybridized species, like the mule and the like, that it is probably not able to breed, whatever you call it.
Mules can breed, can't they?
No. Hybrid animals are sterile. So a mule, am I right? And a mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse.
I think that's right. They can't breed. Make them. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. So the mule is a different thing to the donkey.
Yeah.
Because
donkeys are awesome because they go all day long, but they're stubborn. And horses are great, but they're a little bit stupid. And so they went, well, hang on. What if we have this awesome thing, which is, you know, got the better qualities of
best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. And they made the mule, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. Love it.
Hey, well, I've got some cryptid news here from England. We know that the UK is big on the ABCs, the alien big cats, the sightings are coming in hot in the last couple of years, you know, and so there's no two ways about it. There are definitely big cats there. But what we haven't had from the UK in a while is an animal out of place. Other than that, here in Devon, a wallaby has turned up.
Oh.
Yeah. Red-necked wallaby. So a furry, furry marsupial has startled a driver and their passenger in Devon. This is an article that came in from one of the fans. Devon Live. So this is the newspaper. There's a beautiful little picture. So the person got footage of this little wallaby hopping along the road in mid-Devon. So they stopped their car and they took a little video. Wallabies should not be in Devon, guys.
No. How on earth did that get there?
We do have kangaroos and wallabies in zoos here. It is possible for an escaped one, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's obviously what it is.
Okay.
It's still out in the wild. I mean, I don't know whether, if there's any update, whether it's been captured. Let's have a look and see if there's any. I haven't actually read the article yet, so this is just coming in hot off the press.
Oy.
Despite the wallaby being quite a distance from its native home, Tim went on to say, I'm not all that surprised, he says, by the sighting. The presence of red-necked wallabies in the UK has been quite well reported in recent years, and it is clear we have a small breeding population of them here in Britain.
Very cool.
So nice. It is more likely than an escaped zoo situation, or maybe originally it was, but they breed not quite like rabbits, but they breed well, these wallabies. We have them here in New Zealand, so they did come from Australia. We had them over in Kauau Island, which I'm looking at now from my house. There's a wallaby population over there. But now there's wallabies in the mainland in New Zealand, and they've actually become a pest.
Yeah.
So, and that's happened in the last decade. So it looks like you guys are now getting a wallop from the wallabies, and you're going to have to just watch their population numbers.
I'd love some local wallabies. That'd be amazing.
We know what happens when Australians go out in the wild and start a breeding population. It's like, and that's happened in London. That's happened out in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
I know. I was walloped by a wallaby, my Australian wife. She got me in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, she gave you a big wallop, didn't she? And I think they go hard. You know the term go hard or go home?
Yeah.
Well, they go hard and they don't go home.
They never go home.
Eventually they do when their visas run out. But
Even then, you can't guarantee it.
Aussies are just very confident. And so if you do see a wallaby, just
run!
Run!
Shoot it!
Shoot it!
I've got a hybrid story here to chuck in as well.
Okay.
Boom.
There's a new theory that's been put forward by a UFO hunting exorcist called Reverend Bill Bean.
I love how you said that, like it's a UFO hunting exorcist, like it's a group of people, like tons of them.
He sounds like he deserves his own TV show.
He's like a Pentecostal church minister, you know.
Well, I think it's almost like he's got the full bingo on every reference here, because he's a UFO hunting exorcist who says that Bigfoot and Sasquatch are alien human bear hybrid babies.
Wow. That's quite...
What a theory.
What a call.
Yeah, that's his theory. It says Reverend Bean has come up against, over the course of his eventful life, a 57-year-old seen aliens and blames them for otherworldly sightings here on our own planet. And then, I'm scrolling down on the article, but then another headline that just says anus-eating virus that kills has come... directly into my eye line there.
If that's the next pandemic, an anus-eating virus, then the toilet paper situation is going to be legit this time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is really going to be.
Oh, the nostalgia of the yawn pandemic. We'll all just be talking about the good old days. Got the headline under that is Goose Banished from Milton Keynes. Okay.
Oh, what's it done? Rude as usual.
I don't know, but it's been sent 38 miles away to stop him from coming back.
wow.
Anyway, back to Reverend Bean. Sorry. He says, I've had just about every supernatural experience you can imagine. The UFO aspect has been very prominent. Bean believes unidentified... Mr. Bean, by the way, is an alien, if you think...
Yes!
...to the intro of the show.
He gets beamed down.
Reverend Bean believes unidentified flying objects could be divine Merkaba chariots, vehicles he claims carried Satan and a third of the angels down to Earth after they were cast out of heaven. They came down here and took human women and produced a hybrid offspring of giants called the Nephilim.
Yeah.
Okay, we're into that territory now.
Nephilim, yeah. You're into the realms of QAnon now.
Yeah.
So we should probably pull out slightly.
Let's back away. Let's get back to the goose.
Back up.
What about that goose in Milton Keynes?
What did he do?
Yeah, that's more us.
Oh, my God. He was sent away after a single complaint.
No.
Labeled him
a health hazard. One complaint.
Bruce.
The rule is you should have two written and three verbal.
Yeah. The three quacked. The bottle of Thompson whiskey. I was just thinking the other day, actually, about how...
You're gone, mate, and there's your bill.
He's called Bruce, by the way.
Bruce the geese.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, Bruce the grey lag goose.
Oh, well, you know, spruce goose.
Oh, yeah.
Just a thought. That's how quick my thoughts are. Just an example of how quick they can be.
So he's been moved to an animal sanctuary, and he was moved by someone called Ali Short, who had to disguise herself when she went to collect Bruce for the last time because he recognized her. She said, "I saw him on cold concrete, what? Head under wing, fast asleep. I parked my car, put on my baseball cap and sunglasses so I wasn't easily recognizable and approached slowly sideways."
Wow.
Close enough to put down food, got Bruce's attention, which enabled him to catch... God, what are we doing? We had a fucking... We found Nessie last week.
What a follow-up episode.
Well, look, while we're on the avian subject, I do have another cryptid here. Scientists have actually photographed a lost bird not seen for decades during an expedition in Africa.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that's quite impressive. The yellow-crested helmet shrike. Yeah, helmet shrike.
What? The yellow?
The yellow-crested helmet shrike. Helmet shrike.
Not
helmet shrike?
Not helmet
it's
strike.
A species
helmet
of bird categorized as a lost bird by the American Bird Conservancy, having not been spotted in the wild in nearly two decades. So it's a bit like the princess thing. When you haven't been seen for two decades, for humans, it's like obviously 2 months or 2 weeks now. But for birds, they get two decades and then they're announced as lost.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if that seems a long time. But I think it's because, you know, you could probably go a few years without thinking about a particular bird. And then maybe you might think about it, then give it another couple of years. And before you know it, you're on like 18 years and you go, hang on a minute, I think that bird might be lost. Let's wait another couple of years before we announce it. Anyway, it was found. It was found during a 6 week expedition that ran from the end of last year into January this year, deep in the mountains of the Republic of Congo. I like the exhibition and the expedition. That there has been no... exhibition, I should clarify that.
there should be.
But there's only one photo, so it'll be a small exhibition when it does go online.
I'd still
go. Or in the museum. Beep, wait. So researchers from the University of Texas found the bird and were able to capture the first recorded photos of the bird since it was considered lost. So this is lovely. This is finding something that they thought had gone and hasn't, which does happen now and again. And it's always good news to know that species aren't extinct when they've just sort of dropped off social media for a while, I think, and they're just sort of causing a bit of a stir on TikTok. Do you want to see a photo of it?
Mm-hmm. No, I want to save it until the exhibition.
Oh, do you? Oh, it's a lovely wee thing. Look at it.
Oh,
beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, any more cryptid updates, or shall we call it a day so we can start preparing for next week? Because it's a real rush now, isn't it?
It is a
real
rush. We're
going to get our next exclusive.
Start going in and doing some actual research to be able to make these shows good again. I mean, shucks.
Yeah,
it'll be tricky.
We promise next week we will be back to weekly World Weird News. This was just a real debrief, a real wow, look at us, what's going on, isn't it exciting? Let's calm down and carry on, I think.
Is that a thing?
It is, keep calm and carry on.
Oh, is that? Oh, that actually is a thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's like the big World War II.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought I came up with something there. No, it's not.
You heard it here third.
You heard it here third. That's going in the book.
That's definitely in the
book. What's the actual one?
Keep calm and carry on. Yeah, calm down.
My one.
Calm down and carry
on. Mine might even be a little bit better.
I think it's like this. It's a little bit more telly-offy. It's like, calm down, carry on.
Depends who's
calm
saying
down,
it.
Calm down, you bloody idiot. Yeah.
And also, Jarvis needs the works. That's our editor, our artificial,
where is he exactly?
Artificially intelligent editor. He's like, can you do? You guys do another podcast? Because this is my only income at the moment. So
it
so
is,
Jarvis, this is for
the
you.
Truth of that,
Mr. Get to work.
That's not even laughable. That's actually
That's what he said to me.
No, he's a schemer. I remember when we were in LA, I was in a car with Reese and your daughter Helena Buttons, and a message came through saying that Jarvis had just successfully purchased 30 sinks from someone.
That's right.
And guess how many of those sinks he's sold since then?
How many?
About the same amount of cameos that I've had to do. Which again, by the way, if you search Leon Buttons Kirkbeck on Cameo, 40 quid, very, very good price. I'll read a chapter of a book for you.
I think that should be exclusively what you do. Yeah. He will read his own books. Because can we please get these books read?
Are you reading them out loud or just to yourself?
Yeah.
Just to myself. Just to himself,
which will be out loud, of course. It'd be quite good if actually you're reading it, but you can only just hear you go, and then they went down to the shops there. And it's like, you know how when people
exactly
read it, you can
how...
only just hear them, like they're still reading out loud, but really quietly.
It's been 2 years since the
20th. Let me put it this way. There's a selection of any book here in the Cryptid Library, as long as I'm halfway through reading it.
Okay.
Which is actually quite a selection, because all of these books, I've sort of started reading some of it and sort of given up because I haven't understood half of it.
We'll give just like a, you know, four sentence demo just to give a taster of what people
Yeah, that's
expect.
Good. Just do a little teaser of what we're looking at here for your future cameo types.
Here's a book I've just pulled at random. It's called A Space Woman Speaks.
Okay.
By Rolf Talano. It's a lovely old book. I'm just going to open it up to a random spot. Here we go.
Is that how you're going to do your cameos?
Yeah, right.
You know, the cameo. Yeah. Wait.
But another one is... Love your planet.
So there you go.
Oh my god! I think I just lost 2 kgs. please do that with your cameo. So, folks, on the video here, he just held the book up. All you could see was his giant fingers and a piece of the back cover of the book. No, nothing else, and then a slight mumble. Yeah, there you go. I'll buy that. I might spend $40 on that actually later on.
Right, world exclusive.
I've just booked Dr. Carl. I'm going that way.
I can't believe, Darth Vader's available and people are going to go for that. Come on.
Guys, you get a birthday message in the form of me reading a book and you lose some weight. It's a weight loss scheme and a cameo all boiled into one. So I'm just saying, you get a lock for your money, for your 40 quid. So
laugh it off. You heard it here
laugh
third.
It off. This book here, though, interestingly, A Space Woman Speaks.
He's going to lose it. He's going to start talking about it.
Yeah, what is that book?
Well, it's about the actual first word I was supposed to read was the Gnors who operate most, but not all, of the strange craft seen in your skies are one of the elder races or guardians of your planet. At the present time, we are the largest group operating in the solar system, although there are also members of other races present. These elder races have been guarding your planet ever since the first humans appeared on it. At the same time, they have been attempting to tutor you and to guide your development using subtle pleasures, subtle pressures, not subtle pleasures. That'd be something
we
else.
Call them slits in the business.
Slits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Subtle slits, subtle pressures, which would not hamper your own self-development. So this is like an auto-writing book. This is a book written by a space person that's come through the hands of somebody else.
Oh, I see. Wow. Right. Didn't we try to auto-write once or something as a group, and then we held up our things that we'd written or something?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah, no, that was telepathy.
We did the old you continue the sentence.
Yeah.
That's right. I think that was my first trip to be part of the Cryptid Factor, like close to 10 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a nice little slit down memory lane there.
It is, yeah. There's also this book here, Chant and Be Happy.
No, we can't afford it. We can't afford it, Buttons.
Yeah. We've already just spent $40, so don't start doing your cameos now, mate.
I'm just going to take excerpts out of this episode and just repost them.
Well, you can, because you've got to put examples up on your cameo site. That's probably why you haven't had any contact yet. Yeah,
no, he's got a video up there. What are you saying in it, Buttons? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you've got to play that. This will be hilarious.
Don't play it. Don't play it.
Oh, no.
Well, hello there. I'm Buttons from the Cryptid Factor. You may have heard of it. If you haven't, I don't know what you're doing here. Anyway, I'm doing, what is this called? This is called Cameo. I'm doing Cameo more than anything just for something to keep me busy during my mini downtime.
Keep you busy? You're the busiest guy I know.
My little bar at home where, I don't do a lot of drinking because I don't drink a great deal. Well, comparatively, not a great deal. But I do a lot of reading because I've got lots of books in here.
No, you don't.
I thought my cameos that maybe you could have me read some excerpts from some of my more interesting books, like some of the ones like Stalking the Wild Pendium and A Space Woman Speaks. Also,
Space Woman Speaks.
Well, you've done that one.
I've only got two books.
And biology intersect. I mean, there's so many. There's up here, you've got all the UFO books. You've got Morgan Mindy chewing gum.
That's not a book. I've seen that. That's a collector's card chewing gum pack.
Cameos in the cameos.
I can still read it.
I can also read like anything. I can read. If it's got words on it, I'll read it.
Yeah, so we could maybe do some tarot. I don't know. It's up to you. You tell me what to do. I'm new to this and probably not very good, but it's cheap, so there you go.
It's cheap.
You get what you pay for. I look forward to cameoing you soon.
Oh my god,
that's so embarrassing.
That's awesome. So awesome. I can't wait till next week episode so we can see how many cameos you've had to do.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to be locked in this room for the week. They're just going to be going ping,
yeah.
Ping,
yeah.
Ping, ping, ping.
$40. Okay, right. Well, I've got to get going. I've got to do a bit more maintenance around the house, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
A big party's coming up, so.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dubs.
Thank you.
I'm not going to see you on your birthday, but yeah.
Happy birthday episode.
Thank you. It's Loch Ness Monster Discoverer to you guys, okay?
Yeah.
That's my full title.
No, I thought it was Hollywood megastar, isn't it?
Well, look, you said mega, I said super, but if you want to keep adjusting it up those levels, then that's going to cost you. Talk to my cameo people.
We all know what you really are. You're the back boy. Yeah. No, the back man.
Yeah, I don't know about this term. I think I'm going to have to say no to it.
No, but you created it. You wanted to be the back man.
No, I never said that. You came up with that idea. It was one word.
Yeah.
I'm not known as the back guy, okay?
No, but I'm the wear man,
no,
which is a way cooler term. I'm the wear
you're
man.
You're not. You're the broken exclamation mark guy that you're can't even pull it off. See you next week, guys. Bye.
That'll do.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
That was one massive cameo ad, is what that was.
Yeah, it was.
You better call Jarvis and tell him he's got some work to do. Chuck him his $40.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.